It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
We don't need to see the snake.
Detectives say he was using a sword as a shish kebab to cook meat.
Don't buy bigger shorts.
Police say a man was arrested for using her car to sexually please himself for 3 years.
All right, here we go. It's time for the madness on the Rich Keefe Show with Fitzy here on WEEI. And this, of course, off the heels of Game 2 of the NBA Finals is still a NBA, in fact, a Celtics-related Kiefer Madness. Fitz, if I were to put you on the spot and ask you to describe head coach Joe Mazzulla in just one word, what would that word be?
Quirky.
Yeah, good one. I would say odd. Mm-hmm. Simple. He's a strange fellow. Fitz, do you have a word to describe coach Joe Mazzulla?
Passionate.
Sure. Sure.
Would eccentric also be accepted?
I think
that's a good one.
I think that counts. So it's funny, just seeing on Twitter and social media some of the post-game press conferences and pre-game media scrums and his answers sort of hitting like mainstream, right? Like people are seeing this for the first time. Because these coaches talk before and after every game, but if you're not really paying attention to it, it's easy to miss.
Right.
And so after the game, the question's included, so it's about Drew Holiday. But listen to the answer. The audio is not manipulated. This is his answer in real time following last night's win when Drew Holiday played great.
How much of a boost is it to get an extra scoring boost from a guy like Drew?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you got to take a look at gave up a 26-point first quarter and then three 25-point quarters. In the 26-point first quarter, we fouled a three-point. We messed up to 2-for-1 and fouled a three-point shooter for three free throws. Luka gets two shooting free throws. We give up a transition basket to P.J. Washington. P.J. Washington hits an above-the-break three. That's almost 70% of the points there. So, that like, the game was going the way we wanted it to go outside of the things that we can control. And I thought our guys took the poise and remained the mindset and the toughness to understand that. And then Drew, you know.
Yeah, that's the guy I asked about.
And that's what people don't realize is, like, every guy on our team can't be at their best if this guy doesn't do that. So Jason's facilitating, Jalen's decision-making, that leads to Drew's playmaking. And the way that they're defending us, we have to make multiple plays. We have to have multiple drives. And I think Drew did a great job. Guys did a great job finding him. He did a great job attacking closeouts and then either kicking it back out for a second drive or getting, an open shot. And then what he can do defensively, it just goes back to everybody on the team works to impact the game differently every single night.
Rap God.
Yeah, I was going to say, listen, credit to me. His first game on the job last year, I remember noticing he's chewing his gum like a sociopath. He was just going to work on his gum. I'd never seen anything like it before. And I'm like, what is up with this guy? And then he eventually gave up gum. I think enough people are like, dude, you're scaring people. You're scaring the fans. They don't know what to think. You're
going 6-7 pieces of gum, just like hacking
just
away at it all
game. Smashing
long.
It.
Yeah.
And then his post game is just wild. But I'll tell you, just like with Bill Belichick, he's different, but like with Bill Belichick, it's all about winning. When your team is winning, this all of a sudden is hilarious. This is great. This, now you want to see what other people say when they ask about Drew Holiday and they get this.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you got to take a look at gave up a 26-point first quarter and then three 25-point quarters. In the 26-point first quarter, we fouled a three-point. We messed up to 2-for-1 and fouled a three-point shooter for three free throws. Luka gets two shooting free throws. We give up a transition basket to P.J. Washington. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Now, another one that was making the rounds was from the day before. So,
okay, this one I thought was straight up strange.
Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I do indeed.
Okay, so this is in between games, and this is during the press conference where Jason Kidd had already lobbed his, like, Hail Mary, where he's like, oh, Jalen Brown's our best player, and everybody had to answer about it. But then this is a question and answer. Well, yeah, I guess you can say it's a question and answer from the Joe Mazzulla press conference as it relates to, I guess, history in the league.
For the first time since 1975, this is the NBA Finals where you have two black head coaches. Given the plight sometimes of black head coaches in the NBA, do you think this is a significant moment? Do you take pride in this? How do you view this, or do you not see it at all?
I wonder how many of those have been Christian coaches.
Huh? Still just staring at everybody. Then they're like, oh, somebody else? Anybody else got a question? Just no-sold it.
I don't. I saw so many people on Twitter and on Instagram in comment sections saying, Joe is a god, way to own the media, Joe. I never was a Celtic fan before, but now I love this guy. I got to be honest. I'm putting my hand up. Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess
I don't understand.
So he's not making it about race. He doesn't want to entertain that, I guess.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, that was also, remember this? This goes back to, just going back to the religious aspect of it.
Sure.
This was from his first year. This was also one of those, like, jump out to you moments about, like, just what the kind of guy this guy is.
A non-basketball question. Did you get a chance to meet with the royal family? And if not, how was it like having them there in the building?
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph?
The Prince and Princess of Wales.
Oh, no, I did not. I'm only familiar with one royal family. I don't know too much about that one.
Oh, my God.
But I'm glad they're Celtic fans.
He asked if Jesus, Mary, and Joseph were attending the game.
I think he confused royal and
Rich,
holy.
Do you
remember?
Are they the royal family? We know that was the royal family. Every Christmas we celebrate the royal family.
But do you remember,
I don't know,
back
man.
To his?
Yeah.
Like I see. I thought this guy was an odd duck.
He is,
to put it plainly and kindly. I thought he was an odd duck back when he had his, hey everybody, it's Celtics media day. We have this guy that was like a third tier assistant who we've now promoted to head coach named Joe Mazzulla. Let's come get to know him. And all the players were weirded out, and he spoke directly to the media for a while. And somebody asked him a question about the faith Brad Stevens had in him, or something nice Brad Stevens had said about him.
Yeah.
And I remember distinctly Mazzulla's answer was, oh, I think Brad was concussed that day.
His answer was,
I wonder how many of those have been Christian coaches.
I don't know. I guess we'd have to go back.
What does that have to do with the price of milk, Joe?
I don't know. He's an odd character.
You know, what does he do? Does he do judo or taekwondo?
Yeah, I think he might be. Is he jiu-jitsu? He does one of those things where, like, remember some of the players were like, didn't Porzingis take, like, a video of him working out, like, in, like, a gi and, like, just wrestling somebody?
Yeah, like, yeah. In the same gym where they're, like.
Yep.
Yeah. I get it. Like, he's all about redirecting other people's energy against them. Did we actually talk out the Kiefer Madness music?
We may have. Did you see this quote? What happened to the Kiefer Madness music? It's gone? Oh, there you go. There, it's back. This was, I saw Himmelsbach tweeted this. This is a Sam Hauser quote. I don't know if we have the audio or not. Sam Hauser on Joe Mazzulla. Quote, I would just say he's like got a unique approach to the game. He pulls things from like soccer teams, pulls things from killer whales and how they go about finding food and prey, things like that. How great is that? It's like, well, this soccer team did this. We're going to apply it. The killer whales actually hunt for their food this way. So let's run that out of bounds play again.
Oh.
Hey, if it works, it works.
Again, I think the best point I've heard made on the radio all night is we tolerate it or we adore it. And then we say that it's so special and so awesome because
They're winning. We gave up a 26-point first quarter and then three 25-point quarters. In the 26-point first quarter, we fouled the three-point. We messed up the 2-for-1 and fouled a three-point shooter.
Stop. So at least a couple more opportunities to hear from Coach Mazzulla. Wednesday night is game 3.